This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, you know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Welcome to episode 273 of the Bobbycast. What's cool is we're going to have Jessica Harp on from The Wreckers. The Wreckers were a group. It was Michelle Branch and Jessica, and then they went away. And I was just listening to them, and I was like, where'd they go? So we reached out on Twitter, and she said, yeah, I'll come talk, and we talk about it. We talk about, is there a reunion for The Wreckers? Here's a clip of the song you for sure know from The Wreckers. And it's all right, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and move the road. There's nothing you can do or say. You're gonna break my heart anyway. So just leave the pieces when you go. So we'll talk to her coming up. Pretty cool. We'll do music trivia against the musician. We'll also talk about lead singers who successfully or unsuccessfully went solo. Really interesting topic. Like sometimes you got a band, they break up, guy goes solo. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. All that's up, but you know what we start with. The 5 releases that I'm looking forward to the most to checking out, or maybe I've already listened a little bit. At number 5, Kaylee Shore has a deluxe version of her album called Open Book Unabridged. It features her song that you may know first called My Voice. And her new song that's called 18. Lexi Hayden has a new EP out called You Heard Right. She used to be an intern.
She was.
On this show.
Yep.
I try to stay out of her business because I don't want her to be known as an intern for our show. You know, because I don't want other people to hold that against her. Yeah. But yeah, she has an EP out called You Heard Right. It features her song, Sad Songs. Here you go. Baby, you're the sad songs. Baby, you're the sad songs. We play that on our Women of iHeart Country show. And here's a new song called Somewhere Drinking. Yeah, you guys check out Lexi Hayden. Good for her. Ah, how about that? At number 3, Carly Pearce has a new song called Show Me Around, which she wrote as a tribute to Busby, who passed away last year. Talking about whatever, when I get there, promise you'll track me down and show me around. Here's our friend Chuck Wicks. He has a new song called Old With You. I'm the luckiest guy in the room, cause I'm the one who gets to get old with you. Nice. Check out Chuck's podcast. It's called Talk to Chuck with Chuck Wicks. Heck, he had Hulk Hogan on this past week. Still remember. And finally, the number one release I think you should check out. Russell Dickerson has a new album out called Southern Symphony. It does feature his latest number one that you'll know called Love You Like I Used To. And here's a new song called Come to Jesus.
Half the time I'm talking hurrying, cause I'm a little devil on her shoulder, and she brings heaven a little closer. I take her outside.
Let me mention this too. Tennille Arts has a new original Christmas song called Winter Wonderland. If you want to put that in your Christmas playlist here.
And I wonder who's holding your hand. Guess I'm walking in a winter wonderland.
We'll check in with her next week. We did a whole episode with her at my house about a year ago, and now she has a top 20 song. We were just, I knew she was good.
Yeah.
Heard a lot about her, but she didn't have anything popping yet with a label or anything that was really, and I was like, come in. She performed on that podcast. It was great. But we'll check in with her next week. But you can go back some episodes and find the Tennille Arts Bobbycast. Albums out. Shawn Mendes has Wonder. The Arctic Monkeys have Live at the Royal Albert Hall. Tori Amos has a Christmas movie. The White Stripes released a Greatest Hits. Colectico has Seasonal Shift. Steve Perry. Amy Winehouse has a box set out. That's pretty much it for music. Decent week, though.
Yeah.
As compared to, you know, last couple weeks. Those weren't the best. All right, let's talk about this. Hardy lands his first number one as an artist. The singer's One Beer featuring Lauren Elena and Devin Dawson tops the Billboard Country Airplay chart. Now, this is his first number one as an artist. He actually has 7 number ones, but as a songwriter, he had a hand in writing last week's number one, Morgan Wallen's More Than My Hometown. So, that's pretty cool. Good for him. Speaking of Morgan Wallen, he gets a second chance at Saturday Night Live. As we previously told you, he was supposed to be at the show, and he broke some COVID restrictions, did a little making out in Alabama, got on TikTok. They shut him down. But he got to go back. So, good for Morgan Wallen. Rocking, I love that guy. Go back a few episodes and listen to us sit with him for a while and talk about all that. 3 country albums land in the Billboard 200 top 10. It's the all genre chart too. So you got 3 in the top 10. Charting the highest this week is Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get. That's at 7. Followed by Chris Stapleton, Starting Over at 8. And Carrie Underwood's Christmas album, My Gift, is at 10. So I love that Stapleton record. It's great all the way through. Good buddy Jake Owen is engaged. The country star popped a question to his girlfriend of about 3 years. She said yes. They posted on Instagram. They have a daughter named Paris together. Fantastic. Love him. Love her. Glad that was able to happen. He did say she was completely surprised. Wonder if he'll ask me to play at his wedding.
Play this song?
Yeah, yeah. Play his song. Travis Scott making big money in 2020. Oh, man. $20 million just from the partnership with McDonald's. $10 million for sneakers. And it just goes on. And Travis Scott making a lot of money. I can't sing one Travis Scott song back. I know a couple when you play them.
Sicko Mode?
That one I know for sure. But I can't sing it back.
I feel like I know him now more for that McDonald's meal.
Yeah. Drake says the Grammys no longer matter. You know who says the Grammys no longer matter? People who don't get nominated for Grammys. And I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but it's like The Weeknd. Drake, there are some country artists like, Grammys don't matter. But if you were nominated, you wouldn't be saying that. I said that crap for years when I wasn't nominated for stuff. I was like, it doesn't matter. All of a sudden, I get nominated or awarded to. I'm like, absolutely, it's never been more relevant. So, saw that. Dun, 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 dun. In other news, Miley Cyrus chose November 27th as the release date for her new album, Plastic Hearts. Nobody told her that major retailers don't stock new albums on Black Friday, so you have to wait a few weeks to get your physical copies. She wrote on Twitter the fans were upset they couldn't buy the album anywhere. That's not her fault. That's her people's fault.
Yeah.
That's up in the chain a little bit. They screwed up.
They said they didn't know either.
You would think the people that are supposed to know would know.
Yeah.
Because it's not a new rule, right?
No.
Yeah. There you go. Those are your releases. Those are your news. Thank you guys for hanging out to this week's Bobbycast. If you don't mind, give us a little review. Give us a little rate. Tell us you like us.
Hit those 5 stars.
It helps us. It does. And check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Where this week, Mike, you're talking about what?
Christmas movies, the most rewatchable ones.
There you have it. All right, on with the podcast. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Bobby, how are you?
It's really good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, too. I appreciate it.
Well, I tell you what happened is I was listening to just a bunch of music that I randomly save, and I wasn't living in Nashville when the records were massive. And I was like,
right.
I was like, what happened to... And I think Michelle still lives in Nashville, and so I kind of Googled both of you,
And yes. But you're not in Nashville anymore, is that right?
No, I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri, and I ended up moving back here.
So are you still writing songs in Kansas City at all?
I am still writing. I haven't written a lot the last couple years. I have a 2-year-old, so she's kind of been dominating my world the last couple years.
Well, if you don't mind indulging me, I have a lot of questions about the records,
yes,
before the records.
Absolutely.
Because some people don't want to talk about it, but I was super pumped that you said you'd come on and talk about it.
Absolutely.
Before you were in the records, you sang as a backup vocalist. Who
are
some of the folks you sang for?
Well, it was mostly for Michelle, honestly. Michelle was one of my best friends, so I just went on the road with her singing backup. And in the meantime, behind the scenes, I was kind of trying to get my own career going. And then ultimately, that just sort of melded into Michelle and I deciding to do the records instead.
So when you moved to Nashville originally, it was to be, was it A, a songwriter, B, a singer, or the singer-songwriter?
Both, for sure, yeah. And I actually had gotten an indie record deal, but maybe a week before I was going to sign it, Michelle called me and said, don't sign it, let's do this band that we've kind of been joking about doing for a long time. And that's what I did.
So you guys decide to create this duo. I'll ask about the name, the Wreckers. Why the Wreckers?
It was originally a joke. Michelle's ex-husband had named us the Cass County Home Wreckers. And it was a joke. But that got shortened to the Wreckers because we couldn't think of anything else.
And when you guys came together, was it, hey, we're going to be the Wreckers and see if anyone wants to sign us? Or did you kind of have something in your back pocket ready to go?
Well, we had, you know, Michelle had her solo deal with Maverick at the time, and we had played some of our music for people at Maverick, and they were just instantly on board. So we lucked out in that aspect.
You and Michelle were longtime friends before you became a duo. How did that friendship begin with you guys?
On the internet, believe it or not. She's from Sedona, Arizona, and I was in Kansas City, and we both had websites kind of promoting our independent music, and we had mutual fans who thought that we sounded alike and that kind of connected us, and we were really good friends from there on out.
About what year was that when you guys met on the internet?
Oh gosh, it was late 90s.
Okay, which leads me to this next question. So 2001, listen, I was working in pop radio at the time, and mm-hmm. everywhere blew up. And How weird is it to see that friend blow up into this massive solo artist?
Oh, it was fantastic. I was so thrilled for her. And, you know, the road can be a lonely place at times. So pretty much from the start, she's like, hey, just come on the road with me, hang out. Which then kind of turned into us writing, which then kind of turned into me singing backup and ultimately led to the record.
Were there ever any times where you're up there and you're singing backup and you're going, man, I just know I should be up in the front. I shouldn't be back here in the back.
It never really was like that at all. I you know, I always had my own thing going. I was always working on my own thing on the side. And for me, I always loved singing with Michelle and loved our musical bond. So it was exciting for me to just have that going on too.
When Leave the Pieces went number one, I was singing it every day. It was your first number one as artist, as the group here. What was that wave like for you? Because as an artist, it was your first time to have massive success. So what was it like for you?
Yeah, it was a little bit surreal and a whirlwind. We were so busy at that time. We were playing probably 6 or 7 shows a week. We were always opening for a bigger artist and then doing shows on our own, headlining shows on our own and clubs as well. So it was just, you know, you hardly had a minute to catch your breath and really take it all in.
Yeah, I got to imagine the radio part of it was new as well. You know, being on this side of it, it's a little different for us because
yes.
since we're on in so many cities. But, I mean, you had to travel to all these cities, right?
We did. I remember it was our very first radio tour. We called it the frying pan tour because there were so many issues and hiccups and things going wrong all the time that it was like you just wanted to take a frying pan and smack yourself in the head.
You know, I heard Leave the Pieces the other day at Trader Joe's, and I was walking, and I was like, you know, you have to be reminded sometimes what songs you love because there's just constant music.
So many.
Yes. And so I was like, man, I love that song so much. Where's the weirdest place you've ever randomly been, and it comes on, and you're like, holy crap, that's me?
Oh, you want the truthful answer on that?
Yes.
In my gynecologist's office.
What? No way.
Yes way.
Do you acknowledge it, or are you just like a dum-da-dum?
I pretended it wasn't happening.
So they just have, like, the country hits playing at your gynecologist's office?
They did, yeah.
That's funny. That's a good one. Yeah. What would the other, if I would have said, no, I don't want the honest truth, give me the easier to handle truth?
Oh, man.
I got to assume it's like a Walmart or something, right? Like, you probably just ran
Oh, yeah, like Walgreens. One time I actually heard My Oh My, which mentions Walgreens in a Walgreens.
Which, by the way, peaked at number 9. This is a top 10 song. I'm going to play a clip of this here. This is My Oh My. Did you feel any different when you guys put the song out as a second single? Did you feel like, all right, this one's going to be bigger? Did you feel like, you know, this one's going to be a little tougher to push?
I don't think we really had a feeling on it either way. We were just, at that point, our entire focus was being on tour, going out and playing shows, and, you know, kind of seeing what fans liked and what fans were into, and they always seemed to be into My Oh My.
I saw you posted some throwback photos on your Instagram. There are some with you and Michelle Branch, including the TRL photo booth, which back in the day, for people that don't know, TRL was the mecca of...
Yes.
Did you play TRL ever yourself, or were you just up there hanging out?
I can't remember. I think I sang back up with Michelle on that. That was one of Michelle's rounds during, I think, probably, maybe it was Spirit Room, maybe it was Hotel Paper, somewhere in there. It all kind of blends together at some point.
It gets very blendy, but do you remember who the host was at that time?
Oh, it was Carson Daly.
See, for the kids... Yeah. They don't even know, but Carson Daly and TRL was, you had to watch it every day.
Every day. Carson Daly in his fingernail polish era.
Oh, wow. Different than the Carson Daly era now, for sure.
Yeah.
The One Tree Hill, you guys did an episode. I was watching a clip here. Musical guests were a big part of that show.
They were.
And if I have friends now that go on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette and they do the show and they see a surge, when you guys, which wasn't quite the downloading era yet, but when you go on One Tree Hill, did you feel that surge at all?
Yes. I still get people commenting saying they heard about us from One Tree Hill. I still get, you know, very minuscule checks, but checks nonetheless from our One Tree Hill episode.
And it's on Netflix now, by the way.
Yes.
So anybody listening to this right now, you could actually go to Netflix, find this episode, watch it for yourself, and then become a fan because of One Tree Hill, not even because of me.
There you go.
Is there any chance, I'm asking here, any chance that you guys would reunite, maybe even one time only on a certain radio show? Or I'm just asking here, it's floating it.
Well, you may be in luck. We actually, you know, we're in touch. We still talk. We talk about the records and what we might feel like doing with the records in the future. So, yeah, the potential's there.
Well, I'm giving you a platform. We're on 160 awesome. Cities. Would love for you to come up, play something old, play something new. I'm such a fan, and very grateful that you would spend a few minutes. You know, I was going to say this too. I remember seeing a video. I was thinking what this was. It was Kelsey Ballerini and Halsey singing Leave the Pieces.
I love that video.
Yeah.
I love that video so much.
It shows the legacy of the band and the song, though, right?
It does, and it kind of makes me feel old, but I still love it.
How is mom life?
Mom life is awesome. She's the best. You know, I kind of thought, like, I'm so into music, I'll probably have a kid that, like, won't care about music at all. No, it's the opposite. She's obsessed.
I'm going to play a clip here of Boy Like Me from Jessica Harp. Here you go. So here's the question. Let's say the records did something fun for a minute. Where is the new Jessica Harp music that we can play?
Oh, I don't know. You know, honestly, I think in order to take me away from motherhood at this point in time, it would have to be something really special to me, and that would be the records. As far as solo music, I don't know. I kind of like being behind the scenes and just writing songs.
You were nominated in 2007 for a Grammy. Do you remember who you were up against?
Yeah, well, the Dixie Chicks then, the Chicks now, won, and they totally deserved it, and I'm glad they did.
The Chicks won for Not Ready to Make Nice. The Wreckers lead the Pieces. Rascal Flatts, What Hurts the Most.
Yep.
Little Big Town, Boondocks. And listen, I'm going to plead ignorance here.
Competition.
The Ducks, the Dukes. I don't even know who that is. Do you?
Who is it?
The D-U-H-K-S, the Dukes.
Oh, no, I don't actually.
I never heard of them. And I consider myself a scholar of country music.
That doesn't ring a bell.
Well, thank you for the time. You can follow Jessica at JessicaHarp82 on Instagram. I hope that you guys decide you want to come up and you want to play a couple songs, even if it's just to see. And if so, I would love to have you. Otherwise, I just want to tell you that I'm still a fan. I still listen. And that's it.
We would love that, and I appreciate it so much.
All right, Jessica. Good to talk to you. Hopefully, I'll see you in 2021 or 2022.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
We're going to talk now about lead singers who successfully or unsuccessfully went solo. You know, some artists were in big duos or big bands before going into a solo career. And I was thinking about the Florida Georgia Line guys. Because they got into a big fight. They make too much money to break up.
Mm-hmm.
But if they did, Tyler would probably do fine.
Yes.
BK, because he's not really the front man, he would struggle.
He would probably do one, but it would be very interesting because it'd probably be, I would think it'd be real different than Florida Georgia Line. I think Tyler would just carry on with what worked with them.
and write the same songs.
Correct.
But it would be weird, and I don't think it would be as big because Florida Georgia Line's a brand.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what inspired this segment, and we'll talk about a lot of them. But if they split up, because they were for a while rumored to be splitting up, and there was a while where Tyler wouldn't even talk to me on the phone, wouldn't do an interview with this. He was like, nope.
Why?
Didn't want to talk about it.
Okay. The political differences?
I don't know.
That was the rumor.
All I know is he didn't want to talk about it.
Okay.
And so, and then he did another show after us, and I was like, all right, noted. I
guess he wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
Don't worry. I'll be remembered. But yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, I think he would continue. And it'd be funny if one of them was just Florida Line and one was just Georgia Line.
They would keep those names.
So you would still know.
That's funny.
Because when some guys go solo, you don't really know who they are.
Yeah.
Like when Rivers Cuomo from Weezer does a solo project, and it's just Rivers Cuomo, a lot of people, unless you were a diehard Weezer fan, didn't know who Rivers Cuomo was.
Right.
So if they went Florida Line and Georgia, hilarious.
And we'd all know
and
who
we'd
they
know
are.
Exactly. We'd have to look to see which one was which.
Right, right.
Because I'm still not sure.
We'd be like, oh, okay, he's the Florida.
Oh, he's from
I get
Florida.
It now.
So that's what we're going to do. I did some research on country and non-country artists that have gone solo to determine which have done it successfully and which never really took off as solo artists. And I'll have each of their biggest hits, too. And what we'll do is we'll kind of rate. We'll give them a 1 to 10.
Okay.
10 meaning?
They were awesome.
Solo career smash.
Probably better than the original band career. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll say a 10 is as good as the band.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's better, then it's 10 too.
Okay.
But that's the number for 10. First up.
So what's one? Just like complete
one is
crap.
Like
shouldn't have done this.
Like as soon as they broke up, they died the next day.
Perfect.
First up is Brooks and Dunn, who
Ooh.
We love. We know they started out as solo artists. They were actually matched up in a writing room. Someone's like, hey, I think you guys would get together. And also, I wonder, too, when those two started out, did they ever, because I've asked them this and they've answered the question kind of, but did they think about being a band? Did they want to have a duo name?
Mm-hmm.
Like Florida Georgia Line, they're a duo. But,
yeah.
But then again, you have like Dan and Shay. It's just their names. And then who got to go first? Like,
yeah.
What was that conversation?
Well, isn't it naturally kind of the alphabetical order? And I don't know if that's the case with them, although it works.
Let's see. Brooks and Dunn,
uh-huh.
B and D. Dan and Shay,
mm-hmm.
D and S.
Yeah.
Low and Cash. Low Cash.
Maddie and Tay,
there alphabetical.
We go. That works. I don't know if that's right. I just always assume because they feel like they fall alphabetical.
Then I would try to be called by my first name then.
That's because you'll always be first.
B, yeah.
That's why it's Bobby and Eddie. It's
true.
Never Eddie and Bobby.
That's true. So Ronnie released 4 albums. He released his self-titled debut album for Arista National on June 7th, 2011, reaching the top 10 with its lead single, tell me if you know the song, Bleed Red.
You and I, we all bleed red. We all taste rain. All fall down. Lose our way. We all say.
Do you know that song?
Never heard it. You?
I don't think so.
What year was this? 95?
No, 2011.
Oh, 2011.
This is
I was like,
it's a solo.
In the middle of their prime.
Yeah. So Kix released a solo album.
Okay.
His song, New to This Town, with Joe Walsh, hit number 31.
Remember that one?
No.
No.
I don't either. And I think what happens too with a lot of artists, a lot of bands, they split up and realize, oh, well, we're not getting the success and we're not getting the money. We want that success and money, and they get back together.
We're better together. Yeah.
So what do you rate their soul? Their soul? Let's do, you know, I would give Kix a little more the solo career than I would. I would give Ronnie more a little more.
That's what I was going to say.
Because Ronnie sounds like Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah.
He's the lead singer.
Exactly.
So I'm going to give Ronnie a 3.
Nice. That's what I had.
And then Kix. Okay, say Kix on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3,
1.
2. Oh, wow. You go 1.
Yeah, I go 1.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, both of it's trash. I mean, both of it, they have to be together. Like, I think you're right. Ronnie, much better because that's the voice of Brooks and Dunn, so it kind of fits a little bit.
Trash is a little tough. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm just saying, like, as far as solo solo careers, don't do it.
And I remember when they got back together, they came on the show, and
yeah,
I love them. And, you know, they have been together so long. And then he broke up, and now, mm-hmm. And I've hung out with them with no cameras just at a place.
Both of them together or separately?
Both instances.
Okay.
Where we were all together sitting around and then separately. More so with Ronnie Dunn, who I would consider now, he's on the edge of being a buddy.
That's awesome.
On the edge. Not quite.
Yeah.
He texted me the other day because I had on a Brooks and Dunn orange hoodie in an Instagram picture. And he texts me and he goes, nice hoodie. So we can text each other. I checked in on him a couple times during COVID.
But is there any happy Thanksgiving?
No, I'm just not a happy Thanksgiving guy anyway.
Okay. All right.
That's just not my...
That's not your style.
I don't send them. I normally don't reply to them. I feel like...
That's why I didn't send you one.
I feel like they're like mass emails.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I feel like it's part of a group.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Jennifer Nettles and Christian Bush from Sugarland.
Nice.
You'll know Sugarland. Sugarland's biggest song to you?
Stuck Like Glue.
Oh, yeah. And I like Baby Girl.
Love your baby girl.
So they split up. There was some issues there regarding not just them not getting along, but also remember when that
stage collapsed.
The stage collapsed and killed folks. And there were some legal reasons. And so Jennifer's highest charting single peaked at number 26. This is called Unlove You. And Christian put out a couple projects. His biggest song was Trailer Hitch.
I love that one.
They officially came back together as Sugarland in late 2017. Christian, can you send... Oh, no, we'll do Jennifer first.
Oh, Jennifer.
The count of three.
Go.
One, two, three,
nine.
Two.
Wow! I go nine.
She wasn't as big as... What do you mean?
What, Jennifer?
Nettles?
Yeah, as far as her going solo like that, I mean, it's pretty good.
That was her biggest song, 26.
Sure, I get it, but...
You're out of your mind.
I feel like the breakup didn't last long enough, but she's good. Like, she's...
They're both good.
Yes. And the good thing about Christian is that amazing songwriter, he is what makes a lot of that Sugarland music, but I think if she could find someone that... Or some songs that are really good, she would dominate it as well. I don't think she had the time to do that, though.
I think they had equal amount of time. I think it didn't work, and they got back together.
Okay. So what'd you do, two? I went nine?
Yeah.
This is pretty drastic.
Her highest charting song was number 26.
I get it.
That's not even a hit.
No, you're right.
Christian Bush.
She also took a lot of time off.
Why do you think they took time off?
Because she just wanted to focus on something else other than her
music.
But
that's still not being a successful solo.
I got you.
Taking time off isn't...
I'm just going to have to stick with my nine, though I really don't agree with it now.
Christian Bush, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Five.
Three. Okay, you say five, I say three. You're a lot more optimistic about these folks'.
I loved his solo stuff. I don't know how successful it would have been or it could have been, but his stuff's really good to me.
I agree. Personally, that I think it was called Southern Gravity. The record.
Yeah.
Was really good. And I also love Christian.
I know, he's awesome.
He's toured, with me, with us. Good. All right. Okay, there was a band called The First Edition in the late 60s. You'll hear about it. So a guy that we know formed the band First Edition. Here is a song called Just Dropped In. This was their biggest hit. You'll know the song.
On a jagged sky, I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Do you know that song?
I've heard it, yeah.
Okay,
Who is this,
recognize that lead singer?
Uh-uh.
Will you play it again? Here you go. Listen closely.
I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I'm going to give this guy a 10.
Really? Because he's awesome.
Massive.
Really?
But he was in this band. Still no idea. I'll tell
you
what.
What's the band name again? New Edition?
The First Edition.
First Edition.
So... You can kind of hear it a little bit. It's tough, but you can hear it. I'll say this. Not only was he a massive solo artist, he has probably one of the biggest duets in music history.
What are you talking about? In music? Oh, it's Kenny.
Kenny Rogers.
Wow.
That's right. There you go.
Wow. Yes, that's a 10. You can't argue that.
He was in a little rock band early. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. No, I didn't know that. I'm going to have to put that in my notes to remember.
I knew the song, though, without knowing that was Kenny Rogers singing. Because I was a classic rock guy. Cool 95. Good time, great oldies. All right, so remember the Judds?
Of course.
I mean, favorite Judd song? Grandpa. Tell me about the good old days. Listen to a lot of the Judds as a young kid. And we'll talk about Wynonna.
Hmm.
So her first three singles, She Is His Only Need, I Saw the Light, No One Else on Earth. All three reached number one. But I'll go to this one. Her biggest hit and most streamed now from Wynonna, Hit It.
No one else on earth could ever hurt you, break her heart the way you do.
She began her solo career in 1991 when her mom split up or stopped touring together.
Mm-hmm.
Wynonna, what do you give it?
Wynonna. I mean, the Judds were really good, so I'll give Wynonna a 9.
You're awfully generous. Wow, he's just going.
I mean, why don't you know Wynonna more than the Judds?
I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, just her name, because her name is more, it resonates more, because it's Wynonna. And Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver from Primus.
Oh, I don't know that one.
You don't know Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver
no,
from Primus?
No, no, no. And what's that song about?
Mike, I'm going to have you pull that one up.
From Primus, the bass? Les Paul?
I'm going to give it a 7. Obviously, she did great. I don't think she was as big as the band.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But you know,
I just feel like generations. I wasn't really listening to the Judds a lot. I remember Grandpa, but 90s country, Wynonna was rocking it.
Can you play it from the beginning? Here you go. This is Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver. It's not alternative changes like crazy. Is this the intro? Is this like a weird version?
It's the main one, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
You were jamming to this back in the day?
Yeah, because it was like rap, punk. Here. Fast forward it up a little bit. I think this is a weird version.
Bass solo!
I still think that's a weird version of that song.
It's the first one that comes up.
Yeah.
Man, okay. You big Primus fan?
I like Primus.
That's yeah. Crazy. I don't picture you jamming to Primus.
I do. I like Primus. How about the Steel Drivers and the Johnson Brothers?
Okay.
You're familiar with those groups?
Yes.
Do you know anything about them?
Just that somebody was in them.
Do you know who?
Yeah.
Who?
Chris Stapleton.
Yeah. There you go. Here's the...
I will make my way across the field.
This is the Steel Drivers called Rainbows Never Die.
And way through muddy waters one last time.
This is a 10, right?
Has to be a 10.
It has to be a 10.
Yeah, because I don't know these two.
Right, you may would now.
I know because
if you
of
know Chris.
The story, but yeah.
Remember when Lady Antebellum split up?
Yes.
And they all came out with solo projects?
Yes. This is a good one.
And that happened right when we were right here in town, and
uh-huh.
We were kind of in the middle of it all happening, and it was weird because Dave didn't really try. He's not a front man. He did a bunch of behind the scenes stuff.
Because mm-hmm. That's his role. That's what he does.
Dave Haywood is the one that's not Charles Kelly, the really tall one.
He's
but Dave's
those.
Actually really tall too. Yeah. Dave's like 6'1".
Dark hair, light haired. He's the dark haired.
So Charles Kelly comes and has a song called The Driver. This is his biggest song. It peaked at number 44.
Oh, easy come, easy
go. Good. I remember this.
Dirk Bentley, Eric Paslayer on it. Now, what's bigger, though, a song at number 44 on country? Because Hillary Scott didn't try country.
Mm.
She
gospel.
Went, and she, yeah, number one Christian song, Thy Will.
Thy will be done. Thy will
Which would you say had the better short-lived solo career?
I don't know much about the Christian world and that kind of format and what that did in that area.
I think it won her a freaking Grammy or something.
So then I guess her. Because I would say Charles because I knew it and I saw it and we played it.
Because it came to the studio.
Yes,
though.
But I'll go Hillary because I trust you.
Oh, no, I'm not.
On those numbers, if she won a Grammy on it,
I
then,
think they won a Grammy.
She won a Grammy, yeah.
Then she dominated.
Yeah, I think Hillary had the... She went to a smaller audience but had a bigger... It's weird.
It's good stuff, dude. And I feel like she could have definitely a separate career in that genre.
And her family, they played the Opry. I was there a few weeks ago, and they're really good. Her sister's good, her mom and dad.
The mom sang,
obviously,
too,
her mom.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And Linda's the nicest.
Really?
She's like, Bobby!
That's cool.
Okay, so look, we want to give them numbers. Hillary, I give her a 6.
Yeah, six is good.
Charles?
Two.
I give him a five.
Okay. but either one, like, don't break up.
Eddie's
I like
all
you better.
Over the place.
I like you better together.
You can't bet on Eddie. Okay, Aaron Lewis, who was in Stained.
Yeah.
Man, Stained was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college, it's been a while since. Oh, come on.
It's been a while.
And he's on Big Machine Records now. His biggest song was from 2012, which peaked at number 38. It's called Forever. Here you go.
I can see it in your eyes. There's a sparkle gone forever. Don't say forever.
Aaron Lewis as a solo artist?
I would say two because he still has a little bit of... He's got a label and he's still working on it. But, man, come on. You can't. Stain was awesome.
Stain was awesome. I give him a four because he does have a deal. People do occasionally talk about him. But my problem with people who insult other people for not being country, which is what he did,
mm-hmm.
I always feel that's from a place of insecurity.
He did do that.
When people insult anyone, it doesn't matter if it's your buddy saying something's not country, if it's an artist saying someone else is a country, that's from an insecure place.
Mm-hmm.
And when people start doing that, I go, oh, they're worried about what they're doing. Like, they don't think that it's their, and they have to prove themselves. And I thought that, because him and I got into it pretty bad. And then we were like, why do we care? And we kind of weren't into it anymore.
Yeah.
So
I feel he'd be able to kick your ass because he's tough. And stuff.
I think all these people would.
Hillary.
I think Hillary and yeah.
Everyone, Kenny.
Oh, yeah, and he did. I give him a four.
Good.
I give him a four.
That's nice of you.
Darius Rucker.
Ooh!
Hootie and the Blowfish,
ooh,
obviously. Massive in the 90s. His story about coming to country is fun, too, because he
awesome.
Wasn't like, I'm going to go out and just be a big country artist. He's like, I love country music. Let's put this on and see what happens. And then here's what happened. People loved it.
Yeah.
His first single, Don't Think I Don't Think About It, made him the first black artist to reach number one on the Hot Country Songs chart since Charlie Pride in 1983. But, and he's had a bunch of number ones. His biggest is...
Wagon Wheel.
Correct. There it is. Wagon Wheel.
There it is.
Yeah, dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley. I can see my baby tonight. So write me, mama.
Where do you put Darius?
You have to go five. You have to go five, right?
I would go nine.
Hootie was badass.
Massive.
And he's badass now.
But why five? Five's the middle. Five's right, like average.
Right? So it's five. As far, maybe I'm not understanding the ranking system.
Maybe he's not.
Like halfway through the game, I'm like, maybe I don't get this. Because I'm thinking, you're comparing his career now versus band, right?
I'm saying, if he is as big as his band, that's a 10.
Yeah, and the band was big.
Massive, right. Okay.
So then,
five would be about half of what the band was.
Okay. No, I go 10 then. I get it now. I get it.
What were you? You did some sort of like tipping motion.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. Almost like a scale. Like, is it better than what he had or worse than what he had?
And if it's the same, what kind of awful system would that be for me to put in?
Okay, I had it wrong then. Okay. So 10,
I thought some of your rankings were like, really weird.
Really weird.
I have to go back and listen to this now and see what Eddie really meant.
There'll be like a scale that says what I really was trying to say.
Nine. I'd give him a nine.
Nine?
Yeah, almost.
Because you love Hootie.
Love Hootie. Almost as big. Because of all the hits over all the years. Hootie, you got to remember, as much as they sold, they did about two big records.
Mm-hmm.
They were just so massive.
Yeah.
He's been able to actually prolong song after song and the hits with it.
So even in a top 100 Billboard chart, they were number one, massive, to like country chart, massive.
Uh-huh.
So you still wouldn't give him a 10, even though he was...
I wouldn't, because it's harder to go number one on the pop chart. It's a lot more money, a lot more audience.
Yeah.
You go on number one on the pop chart, you're beating hip-hop songs, pop songs. You know, it's back then when probably the last of the grunge music. They were still making it, obviously. Pearl Jam was still doing it, kind of morphed out of grunge.
Mm-hmm.
Hootie, big songs. Only Want to Be With You, Hold My Hand.
Let Her Cry.
Like, I know too many of them.
You start going B-sides.
Well, it's
never
like,
heard of that one, Bones.
Time, why you punish me? You know that?
No.
Like a wave crashing into the... See, that's what... I just know too many.
That was later in the cassette.
No, that was... Oh. Different.
Oh, yeah, different album?
Different. All right. How about Steven Tyler?
Ooh, good one.
Aerosmith, massive. He had a song that peaked at number 33 in the country chart called Love Is Your Name from 2015. Here it is.
What else has he tried to do solo? Just that?
He tried to be a solo artist for a bit.
A rock solo?
In the 80s, too. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, what do you think about that?
One.
Yeah, one or two. And I would say this. He's only that low because Aerosmith was so big.
Yeah.
Like, it's harder to climb whenever you got a longer... If he'd have had a couple number ones in Aerosmith.
Yeah, they were legends.
Yeah.
They are legends.
That's one of the only times that someone has come in the studio and I've been like, oh, I'm a little nervous to do this. Because I'm only going to get one shot. Like, I feel like when Garth came in the first time, I was excited and was a little anxious, but still I was like, if I screw this up, Garth will be in town now.
Sure.
I can have 70 interviews with him.
Yeah, but not Steven Tyler.
Yeah, he came in and he hung out for a long time. Was fantastic.
That's awesome.
Then I ran into him at Disney World.
Wait, what?
Have you ever told the story?
I don't think so.
You told me.
I don't think I've ever heard this story.
I went to Disney World.
Did he have Mickey ears?
Well, this is what happened. I go and I had an off day on a weekend doing American Idol, which I never do. And American Idol is owned by Disney, ABC. And so they said, hey, have you ever been to Disneyland?
Land.
I said, I have not. They said, oh, you should go. We'll get you a guide. Since you work for Disney, you'll get to cut lines, go underneath the tunnel, whatever you want to do.
Steven Tyler was your guide?
No. I'm not. Welcome to Disneyland. All right. And so I'm doing all this stuff. It's a Saturday. Lines are like 3 hours long to get on a ride. And I'm just like, boop, up to the big front, boop, up to the front, boop. And they're like, hey, we're going to join up with this other guy because we had to walk through some special place. There was some old man guide walking an old lady and a young woman. And so I walk up, and the old lady was Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
And the young woman was his wife.
Crazy.
And he goes, hey, how you doing? And I was like, good. I said, hey, I'm Bobby. Met you in Nashville. He goes, hey, radio, ow, like whatever he did. And that was
it. Like
and, he,
that.
And he walked off. And
that was it.
Yeah,
huh?
It was super nice. We just kind of walked with each other up.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Not a lot of people can say that, right? Like, not a lot of people can say I went to Disneyland with Steven Tyler.
Well, I didn't go with them.
Doesn't
I just
matter.
Ran
That's
into
how you tell the story.
JC Chazay from NSYNC.
Hmm?
Because what happened was Justin and JC tried to go solo at the same time.
Yeah. I remember Justin.
He was the co-leader of NSYNC. Here is his song, Blowing Me Up With Her Love. I remember this.
Yeah.
I was doing radio when this
you
was
were playing
played.
It.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I was playing it.
They didn't make you play it or anything?
I was playing Justin Timberlake, Like I Love You, because that was his song. This one, maybe a little bit, but I think we both will have a one on this one.
One.
Yeah. Now, Jordan Knight. Now, I think you'll remember the Jordan Knight song.
Let me
song.
See.
Because Jordan Knight was in...
New Kids on the Block.
Right. But he had a song, Give It To You, which was a big song. Here you go.
Oh, I remember this. I do remember this.
It was co-written by a young Robin Thicke, by the way.
Really?
Was. Yeah. And they are back together. They do shows. They're making money again. Jordan Knight is a solo artist.
Well, since I know this song, I guess I'll give him a two. But, yeah. I mean, New Kids on the Block.
I'll give him a three. Same reason.
Good.
A lot of these are boy bands. I'm not going to roll through all of them. Joey McIntyre, New Kids, not as big as Jordan.
Nope.
I don't think. Nick Carter, Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
Oh.
I remember he had solos.
Yeah, no hits. None. Here is Do I Have to Cry for You, his biggest solo hit. Yeah.
I feel like maybe I did hear it and I thought it was Bryan Adams.
Steve Perry,
yeah.
After Journey had one hit after them.
What's that?
Here it is. Oh, Sherry.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
How you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I always thought this was a Journey.
He's not dead, right?
No, he's still
Joe
like.
Perry.
This is Steve Perry.
A Steve Perry.
Journey lead singer.
Not who's Joe Perry.
Joe Perry's Aerosmith. He's not dead either.
Okay, no, I didn't think he was dead. Okay, so Steve Perry, did you meet him too?
Yeah, he came into my
dressing room. That's right.
He thought I was Ryan Seacrest.
That's right.
He was like,
told that story
I was, I'm sitting in the American Idol, like season one finale, and they're doing hair and makeup. And he comes in, maybe season two of ABC, and he goes, hey, I'm like, what's up? I didn't know who he was. Like some old guy walking through. He's not even that old.
Guys.
He's just older. He goes, hey, man. I was like, what's up, buddy? I was keeping my level up with him. I was like, what's up, buddy? And he goes, just here for the show tonight. I was like, yeah, man, it's good to see you. And he goes, well, you're so busy between this and radio. I was like, yeah. I'm like, you know it, man. Because I was.
Everything.
I know.
Yeah, you were.
And so he walked out, and he's down there sitting down, and he stands in there, and Ryan goes, hey, in the audience, former lead singer of Journey, Steve Perry. And Steve waves at him. And then turns out he thought I was Ryan Seacrest and not me.
Yeah. But you didn't make it awkward, so that's good.
I thought, no, because I didn't know until later. Everything
really
he was saying, he was like, hey, generic looking white guy that's also in radio and it's kind of quirky, but still kind of funny. I'm like, well, you hit all the points there.
That's me.
That's
hilarious.
And he walks out and there it is.
Okay, so I don't know that song. I do know that one song.
Oh, Sherry.
But come on, Journey. Massive, so I guess another two.
I give it a three. I'm just going to roll through something. Michelle Williams, Destiny's Child.
Ooh.
What?
She have songs?
Yeah. Heart to Yours.
I was trying to come up with her name the other day.
Gospel.
No.
One, two. Yeah. Ashley Parker Angel from O-Town.
Zero. One.
No, you can't go zero. Why do you have, there's some sort of hate in him.
Infinity.
I don't know him.
Here's Let You Go. All right. Zero.
There we go. I told you.
How about Freddie Mercury of Queen?
Wow, he went solo? What did he do solo?
The Great Pretender. Here you go. Oh, yes. I'm the great pretender. Which is a cover from The Platters from back in the day. But no.
Nah. Would you go one, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If you have to ask what he sing, or did he even sing?
Yeah, then one.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake went solo, nailed it.
Come on.
Fergie went solo, nailed it.
So what do you give those people? Because they went...
10. 10.
10, 10.
Pharrell, 10.
10. Oh, my gosh.
Gwen Stefani, 9.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie, 10.
10.
Commodores, yep. To solo. Lauryn Hill from the Fugees,
10.
8.
Oh, I don't know, though. Because Fugees had Fugees
they did.
Were really good.
That, you know, Killing Me Softly together as a group. But, like, the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill record, I think, shaped a lot of what those hip-hop and R&B records sounded
like. Right.
So I would go 8. Sting from the Police.
Ooh, that's good.
Bigger, right?
Bigger Sting than the Police, yeah.
Sting's bigger than
maybe
the Police.
Maybe for us.
10. There you go.
I bet a bunch of 80s people would argue us, but
Well, if you're 80 years old, why are you listening to podcasts?
No. People that were, like, in the 80s listen to music.
Duh, I'm just lying. You can... Where do they can follow on Instagram?
Yeah.
At
TheBobbyCast.
TheBobbyCast.
I'm surprised you didn't do any Beatles. Well, those guys were...
So none of them equaled the Beatles, right?
Ooh.
None of them.
It's tough.
None of them.
John Lennon was pretty close.
I would have said McCartney because he lasted longer.
Oh, you can't argue with Imagine and...
Okay, but still, I would say McCartney and then McCartney and Wings.
I know, a lot of good stuff, but still, John Lennon. I think we have this argument.
I like Paul McCartney better than John Lennon.
I like John Lennon better than Paul McCartney. As far as solo artists.
Yeah, I like Paul McCartney better. And I like the Paul McCartney with the Wings stuff. And I like... I like the Paul McCartney Christmas.
Okay. That stuff's really good, too. Mm-hmm. I was having wonderful Christmas time. That's a jam.
Yeah, it's got like the key. The keys.
Yes.
This is the...
Come
oh, that's
on,
it.
Mike.
Save it.
So good.
Having a wonderful Christmas time. Yeah, jam.
So who would you go with, Ringo or George?
George, obviously.
Poor Ringo gets no love.
I know. Did Ringo have a song?
He had a lot of albums.
No, I mean a massive solo song. Because I know he wrote for the Beatles. You have to start to go back through it. But George Harrison wrote Here Comes the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah.
And George Harrison also had a good solo career.
Yes, pretty good. Not as big as the other two, but pretty good.
But had a couple. Hey, will you pull up George Harrison solo?
I know one.
What?
I got my mind set on
that's what
you.
I was searching for. Yeah.
That was so
I got
good.
That's a jam.
And then While My Guitar Gently Weeps, is that Beatles or him?
I feel like it was Beatles, but maybe it wasn't. Let's see what his songs are.
His biggest one is My Sweet Lord.
Oh, that's
got
a good
my
one, too.
Got My Mind Set on You.
Play My Sweet Lord. Here's George Harrison.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now that I really want to hold you.
That George Harrison, Eric Clapton life together got a bit odd.
Why?
Trading wives. Married another one's wife.
I didn't realize that.
What's third?
What is Life?
I don't know that one.
Play the second one. I'm set on you. Jam.
Yeah, total jam.
That's when I hear it.
gonna take plenty of money.
Yeah.
To do it right.
And do it and do it.
It's gonna take time. A whole lot of precious time.
Mike, you know that song?
Nope.
No. Come on, Mike.
To do it right.
To do it.
To do it. To do it. To do it. To do it. To do it right.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind
set on you. I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind
set on you.
I said it's good. No, no.
All right. By the way, you guys check out the Sore Losers with Eddie. Eddie, what's
up? Yeah, Sore Losers. Three guys, me, Ray, Lunchbox, talking about sports and a lot of other guy things too.
It's hot as balls in here.
It is, and I have a beanie on.
Yeah. So I'm going to end this segment and turn the air down. All right, thank you. Welcome to another round of Music Trivia versus the Musician. As always, Adam Hambrick joins us. Adam, you are 4-1?
Four and one, I think.
Okay. Ellie, right? Ellie in Texas is on. Ellie, you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good. It's my 30th birthday today.
Okay, look at this.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well,
happy birthday.
Here's what you're playing for. If you win, you win $50 in birthday cash.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. If it wasn't your birthday, you get $50 in cash. Because it's your birthday.
Regular cash.
You get $50 in birthday cash. Ooh. If you lose, if Adam Hambrick wins, which he mostly always does, he gets to promote whatever he wants. But if he loses, we just send him out the door. It's one of those canes on the neck where he's pull people off stage.
Nice. Yeah.
One comes to the side door and pulls them out of here.
Is that the Apollo?
I think that's cartoon.
That was a cartoon.
Yeah. I think that's more.
I think it's Looney Tunes.
Okay. Okay.
The Apollo, they just boo you.
Hurt your feelings real bad.
Okay. Ellie, where do you live in Texas?
I live in Houston. I'm from San Antonio, but live in Houston.
Do you want to share your Instagram or Twitter and let your new fans find you, or do you just want to leave it as it is?
My Instagram is EllieRosePX.
Ellie Rose what?
TX.
TX. Ellie Rose. Okay. Well, let us play the game. What'll happen is, Ellie, you'll get five questions that are randomly drawn. Adam Hambrick gets five questions that are randomly drawn. Whoever wins just wins. Let's go. Question number one. Ellie's up first. What legendary musician was famously deported from Japan in the 1980s for possession of marijuana?
In what year was that?
In the 1980s. What legendary musician was famously deported from Japan in the 1980s for possession of marijuana?
Was it Willie Nelson?
It is not Willie Nelson. Do you guys know it?
I don't know.
What would you have guessed?
Elton John?
Mm-mm.
Axl Rose?
Paul McCartney.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, really?
All right, Ellie, number two. The song "We Are Never Getting Back Together" was allegedly written in reference to which of Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriends?
Trying to think of a year.
We are never, ever getting back together. We.
Was it Harry Styles?
Incorrect.
Ooh, that was my guess.
It was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Sweet Jake.
Oh, I don't even think I remember that they dated.
Question number three. Wow. He took the bottle to his head and pulled the trigger is a famous line from what country song?
Whiskey Lullaby.
Correct. What band recorded the hit single Meet Virginia in the year 2000?
Oh, I don't even know that song.
She doesn't own a dress. Her hair is always a mess. If you catch her, she won't confess. She's beautiful. Smoked back a day. Wait, that's me, but anyway.
Jam.
Oh, man. I suck. Sorry.
That didn't help?
We sang it exactly like the band sings it. Any guess at all, Ellie?
You said in the year 2000?
Yeah.
Lone Star. I don't know.
If you would have said Smash Mouth, you would have been wrong. You know what, Adam?
Train,
that's right. Finally, Ace Frehley is a member of what iconic rock band?
Say that name again?
Ace Frehley? Mm-hmm.
Iconic rock band. Iconic rock band. AC/DC?
Incorrect. It is the band Kiss.
Damn.
Mike, how many did you get?
She got one.
Ooh.
That's not good.
Boy.
Oh.
These are hard, yeah.
These were hard.
I really sunk this round.
Adam, all you need to do is get one to tie, two to win.
How many to lose?
Zero to lose. Troil. Troil.
You just made that word up.
Is the real first name of what legendary country artist?
Do not disrespect.
Oh, man.
Troil. Eddie, don't give hints.
I didn't.
Three seconds.
Conway Twitty.
Incorrect. Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. Troil.
That's right.
Bro. Okay. Garth, I hardly knew ye.
Adam, what was Elvis Presley's very first hit in 1956?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog?
Incorrect.
Nope.
Do you know
it? It's tough. Uh-uh.
I wasn't born then, man.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Heartbreak Hotel was his first one? I did not know that. Okay. All right. I feel like I'm getting educated today.
Michael Jackson's Thriller was produced by which music producer?
I can see his face. Why? Oh, Quincy Jones.
Correct.
Wow.
Oh, my
gosh. That came out of nowhere.
Oh, dude. I could see his face, and I could not remember his... And then I remember the Will Smith, Fresh Prince, Bel-Air connection.
All right, that's the one, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I had a Slumdog Millionaire moment just then. I went through the archives of my whole brain.
Lady Gaga derived her stage name from a song performed by which band?
Man, I don't know.
Take a guess.
Say Train.
Anything.
The Smiths.
Incorrect. Do you know?
No.
The song was Radio Gaga. The band was Queen.
Ooh.
Oh, I did not know that.
Well, we're down to the final question, yep, folks.
This is crazy.
We definitely didn't expect
it. Is that gimme 6-inch putt that I...
Wow. Adam Hambrick for the win. The category is classic country music. How do you feel about that?
We'll see.
This country music icon was trained in Morse code during his time in the military. Who is it? Ellie, he doesn't know it. I'm letting you know right now. We're about to have sudden death.
This is fantastic.
Was it George Jones?
Ooh. Incorrect.
Ooh.
The answer was Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Of course it was Johnny Cash.
Well, here we are.
What did Johnny Cash not know? Of course he knew Morse code.
We got one out of five and that's one out of five.
That's my worst performing.
Let's be honest. Nobody deserves to win.
This is a comedy of errors.
Okay, so we'll do sudden death, but buzz in with your name. We'll do three questions. So, Ellie, if you know it, just yell Ellie, okay?
Okay.
Adam, you yell Troil.
Troil.
Which is whose real name, Adam?
It's George Jones.
Here we go. Who was the first artist known for utilizing the infamous auto-tune vocal?
Adam. T-Pain.
Incorrect. It's not T-Pain.
Oh, no!
Let me finish the question.
Come on, Ellie.
I know it.
Who is the first artist known for utilizing the infamous auto-tune vocal distortion technique in their song Believe?
In their song what?
Believe.
Is it Cher?
Correct.
Wow!
One right.
I was trying to steal.
We have three questions here. Question number two. In 1958, at the age of 20, what country artist was sent to San Quentin Prison after being...
Ellie. Johnny Cash.
Incorrect. After being convicted for burglary... and attempted escape from county jail.
What year was it?
1958.
So Merle Haggard?
Correct.
Wow.
Merle was actually in the audience when Johnny played.
Correct.
Yes.
That's where you could have got that mixed up.
Here we go.
We are down to the final question.
Drama!
The game that no one deserves to be a champion of. Buzz in if you know it. This country icon created the theme song for the TV show The Dukes of Hazzard. Who is it?
Adam.
Adam.
Is it Merle Haggard?
Incorrect. Ellie.
Oh, my gosh.
5 seconds.
Neighbor?
Who?
Need
an answer?
Hank Williams.
Incorrect. It is Waylon Jennings. Double overtime.
I thought you were tricking me going Merle back to back.
Okay, here we go. I'm tired.
Us too.
When I was in college, I did a couple years. I traveled around and did play-by-play for Henderson State University. I did their play-by-play at home, and I did play-by-play in color on the road. Mm. But we would get beat by 90 points. And there'd be a time when I was just so deflated, I had nothing else to say. How many times can you say, well, another 40-yard gain by then? That's what I feel like I'm doing here. Another miss.
Yeah.
All right. Sudden death again. One question, sudden death. And if you guys miss this one, I'm just going to do pick a number 1 to 10.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Come on, guys.
Here's the question. Bootylicious has become an accepted word in the Oxford Dictionary thanks to the track by the same name of which group?
Adam.
Ellie.
Adam was first. Adam, go ahead.
Destiny's Child.
Correct winner. Oh,
wow.
There he is.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Good job, Adam.
Man.
We didn't even want to clap.
Like, yeah, good one, man.
There's a sign that says applause. I guess we'll do it. Ellie, what would you like to say? You didn't win. You know what? You showed up.
That's about it.
That's about it.
I don't even know. Did I, though? Did I really?
I don't know. Ellie, thank you. I'm sorry you didn't win, but happy birthday. I hope it's awesome, and I hope the week's awesome for you.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun, y'all.
All right. Bye, Ellie.
Bye, y'all.
Now, Adam, for winning, your prize is you get to promote whatever you want. What would you like to promote?
Bobby, I'm fired up because this week on the 8th, December the 8th, I'm making my national TV debut.
Doing what?
I'm going to be playing on The Bachelorette.
And did you go? You went after the switch happened, right?
After the switch happened.
And you can say, I didn't know you were going. I mean, you told me before you left and you had to be quiet about it. So, and you had to be quarantined for a while?
Yeah. I had to get brain poked 3 different times.
So you flew to LA?
Yeah.
And then they tested you and kept you in a hotel?
Yeah.
And you got to go nowhere?
I got to go nowhere.
I guess your band was with you, though.
Yeah, just me and the band guys. And
So, what was that experience like?
That experience was awesome. It was kind of like college because we just sat and kind of drank Coors Light and played PlayStation for a week, except we were in the desert. So it was not like college.
But was that Los Angeles? Or did you fly to LA and then drive somewhere far?
We drove to Palm Springs where they're filming.
So, about 2 hours?
Yeah.
Why do you talk so weird?
I don't know.
Really weird.
Yeah,
I don't
just
know.
All day.
My adrenaline's just up. You've been asking me
short and deep voice.
Yeah. I wonder why.
I don't know.
It's these microphones, man. How do y'all do it every day and actually like make it sound interesting to people?
We talk like normal humans.
Yeah, like normally do. Yeah.
That's true.
So you're in playing that show. How many songs did you play for them?
We played one song. We played, I don't think I'm supposed to say.
What, is that a song of yours?
Yeah, it's a song of mine.
What do you mean you're not supposed to say?
I don't know. All these weird rules, man. The song's called Between Me and the End of the World, and we get to play it on TV.
And do you play it for a couple people?
Mm-hmm.
Just like a certain winner, and they dance or something?
Yep.
You can't say who that is.
I can't say. Oh, of course not.
No, that's like a spoiler,
right? They'll kick me out. They'll just edit me out.
How many guys were left when you were there?
I don't know.
Were you intimidated by the sheer amount of abs that were surrounding?
That's a lot of that.
You could feel the energy just in the air, just being on the property. No, man. The people that I met were really cool. And I was really nervous, as I tend to get with stuff like that.
Microphones.
but, dude, everybody there was like super, super kind, super made it a good process. So I'm excited for the thing to air. See how people react.
All right, me too.
Me too, man.
Me three.
So exciting.
All right, you guys check it out. It's on The Bachelorette. What night does that air? Mondays or Tuesdays? Do we know? I don't watch it.
I don't either, dude. I don't know.
The girl that just got kicked off used to DM me. She met her guy and they left the show.
She was only on for like one show or something, right? She met her guy on one show?
I think once it went to Corona, they started DMing. And then once they got there, they were already like had a thing. I think that's what happened. But yeah, she used to hit me up in the DMs.
Dang, dude, it could have been you.
Glad it wasn't.
No, no. Life's good. Life's great.
Glad it wasn't. When is it?
Airs on the 8th, Tuesday the 8th.
Okay, there he is. Adam Hamburg. Follow him at Adam Hamburg. He's now 5-1 in trivia and he's playing. There's no chance the Bachelorette falls in love with you in this show, right?
No chance.
Okay.
We quarantine and social distance.
You told her beforehand, I am married with
very
two
married,
kids.
Very married, very kids.
I don't know what ideas you're going to get. You spend any time with her?
We talked. We talked a little bit afterwards. She's super sweet. First off, she's one of the most like beautiful human beings I've ever like been in the same vicinity of. Like you couldn't even. She's just.
So she's really pretty.
She's really pretty. It's like I can't even look at you in the face. You're not even.
Is that why
person.
You keep looking away from me too?
So beautiful.
Yes. Yeah,
so.
Okay, there he is, Adam Hamburg. Thanks, Adam.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.